You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Caribou with Sun. You are on 95BFM. Morena, welcome along to The Breakfast Show. And welcome along to Johanna Cosgrove.
Oh, Morena. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's nice to be back.
Hey, it's lovely to have you back up in the BFM studio.
Nice little surprise.
Good luck. Surprise, guys.
Surprise, it's Johanna. It's actually awesome to have you up here. And we're talking about a very cool show that you and a bunch of very awesome wahine are putting on. What is this?
It's called Lust Island. So it's like an improvised comedy parody of Love Island. And it's like long form improv, different every night. There's a rotating cast of about like 15.
It's cool. I didn't realize it was such long form improv stuff. I thought you guys had like a plan.
You had a script. You're ready to go.
Oh, there's no script, baby. Not a script. Just
flying, by the seat of your drama pants.
Reality drama?
I guess it is. Like, that's what reality TV show is.
So for the uninitiated, what is Love Island?
Love Island's when they put a bunch... In the blurb, it's like, sexy singles, and they, like, put them on... They say that it's an island. It ain't. It's, like, this rich, bougie, like, villa.
Okay.
And they all have to find love, and so every week...
You have to.
You have to.
It is the purge. You have to.
You must. They, like, have to... if you're not in a couple, you're dumped from the island.
Whoa.
And so they have recoupling and
there
then they have new people
coming. There's some quite apocalypse vibes from that as a, yeah, but as
when
a concept.
When you explain it like that,
it does really sound like the end times.
But like everyone is insanely hot and like Botoxed and they all have six packs and tans and really high cut togs.
It's kind of like Geordie Shore or Jersey Shore, but reality TV and a game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a game.
It's a game. Yeah, I think that's what freaks me out a little bit, is it's a bit like musical chairs or something, you know? Like you move around and then suddenly there's not enough chairs left and you're out, you know? But the chairs are people and
it's stressful.
Sounds just awful. But also sounds like a comedy goldmine.
Yes, and it's with New Zealand and Auckland's top female comedians, some people that are really like hot on the stand-up route, some people that are really incredible theatrical comedy performers, all women, no men.
Can you give us a clue in on who we can expect to see, or is that a surprise?
No, well, it is a surprise who you'll see on the night.
Okay. Right.
But in the realm of the show, we have Cutter Forrester, we have Brinley Stern, Alice Canton, Rhiannon McCall, Natalie Medlock, Freya Finch, Yvette Parsons, Lee Smith Gibbons, Amanda Grace Leo. I'm missing heaps of people out.
But that gives you a taste of some of the awesome people you could be going and watching. I'm kind of curious. You guys have done this before, or that you've done this like long form improv stuff before.
Yes.
You did the Salem Bitch Trials in previous years, and the other one, which his name is
Mackenzie's
Daughters.
Yes.
Which is a McLeod's Daughters kind of parody situation going on there.
Yeah.
So how did you guys sort of decide that this was something you wanted to do?
Well, Brinley Stein, the group that is, we finally have a name, because normally it's just like Salem Bitch Trials by 75 people.
Yes,
some mates. So we now have a name we call the Heartthrobs, which is, I think, cute.
Yeah,
I'm into
the Heartthrobs is nice. Yeah.
The Heartthrobs is nice. So Brinley Stent is kind of the driving force, and that comes from a place of being like, hey, let's do some more improv, but there are so many funny women. Mm-hmm. Let's get all of us together in a room and make a sick funny show.
That sounds very cool. If people want to come and have a look at this, where can they come and find you?
It's at the Basement Theatre, which is my favourite place in the world, and I talk about it all the time on here, so sorry to return to the basement.
It's such a great spot, though.
Yeah,
it's you know, very, very cool community, very like welcoming, open, just fun and really interesting theatre and comedy happens there.
I'm curious to know if in this performance you actually play the game.
Who's to say?
Oh,
that's a surprise.
Okay.
Maybe there's audience involvement. Who's to say?
God, is it
so
classic
stressful,
like don't sit in the front row if you don't want to be like picked on, or do you just go everywhere?
I think it'll be everywhere. I don't think we'll get...
No one's safe.
I mean, in with a veil of like, no one's going to touch me. I mean, we won't physically touch you. That's inappropriate. But
But you will interact.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
So what dates are we talking here? Is this March?
Sorry.
Early
yes,
March?
It's March, the 3rd of March to the 7th of March at 8:30 p.m. And it's in the main space at the basement. And it's part of the Auckland Fringe Festival, which is on at the moment. I'm sure you guys have been chatting to heaps of people about that.
Yeah, well, we are about to be. Yeah, it's going to be very cool. And how much are tickets?
They are $20 to $28.
That's all good.
Absolute bargain. Absolute
bargain.
Do you
reckon you have to be a fan of Love Island to come along to this?
Nah. Yeah.
It's probably better if you don't know.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I think there'll be stuff in there for people that are like myself who've watched every single episode absolutely avidly.
Yep.
But I think it will still be a really fun comedy. And like, even if you don't know the context of Love Island, you'll still be able to appreciate the characters and it will still be
totally
funny as hell.
Mm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Johanna, for
thanks
popping
for
up
having
and
me,
having
guys.
A chat. Looking forward to Lust Island happening
yes.
at Basement Theatre at the start of March.
Woo!
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.